Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And it went from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rich Gannon is our guest, our good friend, longtime, almost 20-year Brain Trust member, author of columnist and producer and janitor over at Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column that I encourage you to check out, Mullings.com. Rich, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're celebrating the life of George Herbert Walker Bush, president, 41st president of the United States of America, and I consider to be the last great statesman in American politics. Rich, I found this, as many people did, the post on the Navy website that I'm going to try to get through here. Folks, if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it, but the caption, it has a picture of the president. And they're obviously on a con somewhere. It looked to me like they were on a boat con somewhere. And it was some contemporary photo. And the caption is, Rich, you may have to finish this. Fair winds and following seas. We have the watch.
We've got the watch.
Fair winds and following seas. We have the watch. Rich, I can't finish it. For 48 hours, I've not been able to finish that without getting choked up.
I know. When you sent that to me yesterday, I had exactly the same reaction. I couldn't. Every time I looked at it, I started. And as I was driving into, as I said, to CNN last night, I thought about it and I started weeping in the back of the limo that they sent for me.
Yeah. I really want to talk about this point right here a little bit, Rich, and because there are a lot of people out there who are in our state of life. A lot of baby boomers out there who remember this generation.
Right.
We were raised by this generation, and we know them
exactly.
Well. We know George Herbert Walker Bush is James of Virginia Blasingame. I mean, they
right.
would have been comfortable in each other's living room. Well, my parents might have been a little intimidated, but we're pretty blue collar. But out in a picnic, I could just see President Bush and my dad, you know, whittling while they talked about the war, or the depression,
exactly.
or something, or kids or whatever. But my point is, when I think about why did this bust me up so much? Number one, it was because like you, I've stood a post. Not to compare my service with his, but I've stood a post. And number two, I felt like I was experiencing closure with my own parents. This is the end. You know, there are not many of these guys left that helped save the
Reagan
world.
Reagan was older because he was older when he was elected. So he was a half a generation older than you and I was, but H.W. was our generation.
That's right. He was our fathers, our father,
yeah, exactly.
and he raised us, you see my point. I felt like this was I was doing it all over again with my parents, like he was my parent because he was not only of that generation, but he was a president. And when he was president, didn't you feel like he was a parent to you at that time?
I don't remember well enough. I'm not sure what.
Somebody in that generation in the White House made me feel like, okay, there's an adult there.
And then we had the we had Clinton, who
adult.
It was no, but I was going to say it was the familiarity, the contempt of familiarity, because he was our age. He is our age,
right?
As opposed to being
that's right.
Dad.
That's right. Well, I don't want to do the comparison. That could be done.
No, I wasn't going there.
No, I was. I did it, but I could still do it, especially with regard to how they all felt about the Oval Office. When you think about what that man did, he could have taken refuge in the to the manor where he was born, and he didn't. And, you know, he made his own way.
People forget that. He volunteered for World War II. He wanted to volunteer when he was still in high school, and he was too young, and his parents made him wait until he graduated. So he graduated from high school.
Even though Yale was waiting on him.
Yeah, he could have gone to Yale. I'm not sure they had the same exemption back in those days, but he certainly could have used, and his dad was a U.S. senator. I mean,
right.
he could have pulled strings and kept him out of harm's way. But not only did he not get kept out of harm's way, he flew into harm's way.
58 missions, ladies and gentlemen.
58, yeah.
Talk about sending a post.
Yeah, boy.
It was shot out of the sky in the Pacific Ocean.
And he said every day after he was shot down, he thought about his two crewmates that died in that attack.
He never knew what happened to him. You know, Rich, I was talking in my newsletter this weekend. You and I are both reflecting in our various organs that we produce every week. I thought about trigger words. You know, the kids have the trigger words today, you know, like, you know, anything that offends them. And I thought about the trigger words of George Bush and James of Virginia and your parents, Rich. How about honor, respect, responsibility, self-respect? How about those kinds of trigger words? What do you think?
Dignity.
Yes. Thank you. Honesty.
Yeah, no, that's right. It was a
service.
That was a different time. I mean, even George W., you know, H.W. lived in Texas for a long time, but he was really a product of his upbringing in the Northeast and Andover and Yale and living in Connecticut and Massachusetts.
Right.
W. was a product of Texas.
Right.
And you could see it in their manner. I mean, George
they were that
W. has that easy Texas manner. His dad was, as we've talked about, was the last patrician.
Hold on to that thought, ladies and gentlemen. Rich Gannon and I will be right back. 10-10. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.